Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joins us. After a great weekend of hockey last weekend against the Gophers, what did your team take from that to bring into this weekend?
Well, it was thanks, Kelly. It was a good weekend. Obviously, you certainly like to get, if you can come away with 6 points on a weekend, you do it. But certainly Minnesota is one of the best teams in the, not just our league, but in the country. So to get three from them, it was big. You know, last year we came up short in all four games. So, but that's weekend's done. You know, now we got to move on. We got another big one coming up against a good Ohio State team that has a new coach, just a new feel about them. And, you know, so we know we're going to have our hands full. But I think the biggest thing we took away is again, just reaffirming the belief that it doesn't matter who we play. If we play our game, we're always going to have a chance.
I was just going to ask, how much that win over Minnesota, how much did it boost the confidence of this team?
Well, I think, again, it's you know, you got to keep everything in perspective. It was just one weekend. But, you know, they're certainly they're not a team that has lost a lot of games in this league over the last number of years. And so, for us to get 3 points from them, it could go a long way as this season goes on in terms of where we're going to finish. So that's big. And, again, it's you know, we talk all the time about we feel that going into every game we're always going to have a chance. But you know, when you see that come to fruition against a team like Minnesota, it just reaffirms the belief in the room, and that's the most important thing. So every one of those players knows that it doesn't matter who we play, but if we play, it's how we play, and if we go out and play hard and play our game, that we're always going to have a chance, and that just reaffirms that.
Well, your three game-winning goals this year have come from the line of Emily Berglund, Summer Thibodeau, and Riley Fawcett, each of them with a game winner. What a dynamic line they have combined for the season.
Well, so far, you know, it's nice to see that. You know, I guess I didn't realize that, but you know, that Summer and Emily played a lot last year, and they definitely had some good momentum going as a line. I think they played with Cicely Nelson a lot. And they seem to tilt the ice all the time. So we knew that that Summer and Emily had that chemistry already. But we just felt Riley gave us a little bit more on the offensive side. She's got a great stick. She's got the ability to put the puck in the net. Obviously, she got a goal early in the year. But I think we can even get more out of that line and from Riley in particular, because she has that ability. But you know, again, we're not a one line team. We feel that all of our lines have the ability to put the puck in the net. And I know we haven't seen a lot of it yet, but I really believe that we have some freshmen on this team that have the ability, and I think we're going to start seeing that.
Well, speaking of your freshmen, just in the first two weekends of hockey, they certainly don't play like rookies, do they?
They don't. I mean, that's one of the things that we've all noticed is they, you know, no moment's been too big for them. They're into it. They're good hockey players, so it's very, very gratifying to see that. And it just you know, it allows us to play players in different spots because of their abilities, and you see them playing on power plays and penalty kill, and you know, that's big. It's just going to make our team that much better as we go on.
Well, and then you look at your upperclassmen. They've seen some great success over the years. Probably, you know, if you keep it going, this senior class might be one of the most successful to come out of Bemidji State. But Madison Hutchinson and Brittany Mowat, the two of them grew up together playing hockey. They're, you know, Maddie's on the ice playing defense, and Britt's played so well so far this season. But how much does that chemistry help the rest of your team?
Well, I think that's just a good reflection about how the whole team is. Everybody's real close. They all get along. They bonded immediately in terms of the freshmen with everybody else, and to me that's the most important thing. That's what gives you the opportunity, is having a close knit group that plays for each other. And Britton and Hutch just epitomize that. I mean, like you say, they play together for a long, long time. They're roommates. They're really good friends, and you know, they're our leaders. So you know, they kind of set the tone along with Lauren and Snarls, and you know, that's, you know, that leadership group is so important. And it starts there, and it kind of, you know, the rest of the team sees that, and it's just a group that gets along very well together, and that helps transitions on the ice.
Saturday's win over the Gophers, you had seven defensive players and 11 forwards. How did that change the dynamic of how you lined people up out there on shifts?
Well, basically just rotated a winger with Abby and Jack, and it didn't matter. It was just, you know, just looking at, obviously they didn't double shift somebody where they had to go back to back. So it was a number of different people that would play with Abby and Jack. And we wanted to get Bree Jordy another look. I thought she had a real good game out in Syracuse, and obviously Minnesota was a little different test, but I thought she handled that very, very well.
Today's lines. What have you changed from last weekend, if anything?
Actually, Heather Olson's going to be in the lineup tonight for the first time. You know, it's pretty exciting for her, obviously, being a local gal playing here at Bemidji and growing up here. So she's going to be paired with Natalie Stanwood on defense. And Sylvia Morrell will be back in the lineup playing with Abby and Jack. The other three lines, the other four defense pairs remain the same, and Britt will be in goal.
Ohio State obviously coming into this weekend with some confidence after taking Wisconsin to a 1-1 overtime tie and then losing the shootout. But what do you expect to see out of the Buckeyes?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to come. They're going to work hard. They're a good skating team. You know, they've got a new coach, Nadine Muzzerall. She's going to do a great job. And I just sense a different atmosphere, in their group already. You know, she's only been with them now for 2 weeks. Obviously their goaltender has been playing extremely well. They've got some dynamic players on defense. It's going to be a battle. I said it earlier in the week. We need to be on our A game if we hope to have any chance, and we got to play hard and play our game. And I'm sure it's going to be a 60-minute game like they always are, but I expect a real tough test from Ohio State.
Keys to getting a win here today.
Well, I think it's imperative, again, that we have a good start. And when I say we want to take the game to them, is we got to be on our toes, and we want to do just that. This is their third road trip in a row. That's not easy. We know what that can be like. And if we sit back, if we start slow, it just allows them to gain momentum. So I think it's imperative that we have a good start and get pucks deep. And I think, obviously their goalie's playing well, so we need to get pucks and people in the net as much as we can and try to create as much chaos around that net as we can and make her feel uncomfortable, because if she sees it, she's going to stop it. And that means we need to get people in front of her and try to create some chaos, look for those loose pucks and things like that. And defensively, we want to be sound. We want to close quick, create turnovers, and get going the other way as quick as we can.
Coach, sounds great. Good luck. Go get those Buckeyes.
Thanks, Kelly.